Implement training programs and simulations. Training programs are designed to close gaps identified in the training needs analysis. Training simulations are an experiential learning type of training program. The evangelist, design team, change agents, and guiding coalition will likely need training early in the transformation on the methodologies selected for the transformation, such as SCORE-DS or Lean and so on. This should include one or more overview sessions as well as more detailed training sessions that occur ideally right before the teams need to use the skills so they are fresh in their minds. During design sessions, expert coaching in the selected methodology should be made available. Later in the project, the design team uses the pilot project as a way of gaining experience not only in the transformation, but also in project management and change management. They learn to motivate themselves and others. Training tools used at this point can include templates to use and principles to follow. Pairing internal staff with expert external consultants or contractors can also help with knowledge transfer. Training for the wide audience of stakeholders starts early in a transformation with a focus on the big picture. Provide learners with an initial exposure to the transformation vision, the why of the change roadmap, how it will affect them, and what's in it for me. This can take the form of large virtual and/or in-person organizational meetings, along with less formal small team conversations or meetings. Next, we discuss more detailed training for operational staff, as well as various commercially available supply chain simulations that can be run as training events. Transforming to new operational routines, policies, procedures, and integrating activities. New operational routines, including use of new ERP functionality or other information systems, policies or procedures require specific training sessions. Software training in particular is best when it can take the form of using the real information systems in a sandbox test mode, populated with as much real data and to be system parameters as possible. Technical training can be quite extensive, especially in organizations that prefer to promote from within. Job rotation, which can lead to management positions, is also a favored way of providing rounded experience in such organizations. Training programs need to specifically target integrating activities. Integration can include training on supply chain management fundamentals / advanced topics, problem-solving skills, cross-functional collaboration principles, and use of collaboration technologies. Executives and senior managers may need training in how to interpret analytics, so the analysis is not just a black box. A key outcome of this training should be an understanding of the upstream and downstream implications of a decision or action. When problems are discovered that originate in a different functional area or external party, this training will help encourage people to work across functions to address these problems at their source. Training simulations, business games. Training simulations are valuable because they provide experiential learning, which is a highly effective learning style in terms of learning retention. This is because active experimentation, doing, leads to the feeling of having had a real experience, feeling and accommodating new options, which leads to reflective observation, seeing how one's assumptions diverge from best practice, and then to conceptualization of new best practices, thinking and assimilating. This can be thought of as a cycle. These new ideas converge and lead to new rounds of active experimentation. This process occurs in any type of experiential learning, including things like learning on the job. A simulation just makes the process much faster and the feedback more obvious. In training simulations, people are given a chance to make mistakes and learn from them without real-life consequences. A game format helps keep people engaged as they learn. Unlike real life, the direct impact of each given choice will be revealed as the game progresses. Games can be played again to attempt other scenarios. These games typically have several participants, each of whom plays a different management role in the supply chain. Supply chains have a lot of complexity, so learning principles and best practices well enough to be comfortable applying them involves a steep learning curve. Simulations help shorten this learning curve. They also help team members act in better alignment because they reveal where a silo mentality or a constant focus on short-term results produces suboptimal results. Simulations and games are designed to meet transformation ROI goals as well as the organization's selected supply chain KPI goals. One of the first supply chain simulation games was the beer game, which started as a tabletop simulation of a beer supply chain intended to highlight the causes of the bullwhip effect, basically lack of substantial communication between parties. Numerous versions of this game can be found online. Other examples of simulations include those from marketplace simulations, which focus primarily on marketing and business analytics strategy, and Processum Labs, which focus on business management, capacity planning, and workforce and inventory management. Examples of training simulations discussed here include the Fresh Connection, the Triple Connection, and the Blue Connection, all of which are business games developed by InChange, a supply chain management experiential learning organization. Each of these simulations can be configured to some degree to match the intended audience, desired complexity, number of participants, and available time. These simulations have been widely used in many supply chain transformations. Consider them as potential tools that might be leveraged. Here we present just the intent and learning objectives of each game to help you determine if the simulation is a good fit for a given transformation or one of its projects. Fresh Connection. The Fresh Connection is a value chain simulation, so named because it centers on a fruit juice organization with an urgent need to transform its supply chain. Product perishability is a complexity area for this supply chain. Participants take on one of these roles: purchasing, operations, supply chain, and sales manager. A coach or mentor may facilitate the learning. Learning objectives for this simulation can be paraphrased as follows. Break down business silo behavior and conflicting objectives by showing the impact of one role's actions on other roles and the whole value chain. Understand the need for a distinct supply chain strategy that develops specific organizational objectives and how to put the strategy into action. Learn the value of cross-functional collaboration in areas such as supply chain risk management, demand planning, sales and operations planning, S&OP, capacity management, and inventory policy. Optimize the value chain related to the trade-offs within and between roles, and the trade-offs related to customer service versus cost to serve. Learn to communicate across functional areas or among external parties so that the intended communication is correctly understood by the recipient. Optimize the supply chain carbon footprint. Accept the value and power of a set of strategically aligned KPIs. Triple Connection. The Triple Connection is a triple bottom line simulation of a web-based virtual organization that contracts out production of chocolate milk, with a focus on sustainability in the cacao industry. This simulation has four roles to fill and features a limited budget to add some realism. The simulation's learning objectives can be paraphrased as follows. Discover the business value in aligning internal and external requirements/goals. Determine how to turn sustainability ambition into action and realized results. Optimize trade-offs and priorities in sustainability, including social, people, economic, profit or prosperity, and environmental, planet bottom lines. Blue Connection. The Blue Connection is a circular supply chain simulation of a virtual bicycle manufacturer wanting to increase its economic growth by creating capabilities to maintain, prepare, reuse, remanufacture, refurbish, and recycle profitably. It also uses four roles. The simulation's learning objectives can be paraphrased as follows. Discover how to enter new markets such as consumer-to-consumer or consumer-to-business. Increase competitive advantage and market share by leveraging circular supply chain technologies and minimizing trade-offs related to laws, regulations, ownership complexity, counterparty risks, product quality/valuation, and reverse logistics costs. Determine which types of business scenarios promote specific circular flows. Translate circular supply chain strategies into action plans to accelerate transformation. Learn how to sell the value of the circular supply chain to others in the organization.